الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Supplications of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Supplication of the successor of the leader of Ahlus Sunnah. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, the supplications of the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, grant them the ability to serve the religion of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant them death upon faith and forgive them, their parents and family without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Virtue of sending salawat upon the Prophet. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites blessings upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon them. Whoever sends blessings 10 times, Allah Almighty showers 100 mercies upon them. And whoever invokes blessings 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between their eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, they will be with the martyrs. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. By the grace of Allah Almighty and the loving gaze of His beloved final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Sunnah-inspired religious organization Dawat-e-Islami is actively spreading the message of the Quran and Sunnah in many countries worldwide. Alhamdulillah, since its inception in 1981, thousands of non-Muslims have embraced Islam and millions of Muslims have been guided to the path of righteousness through its efforts. Alhamdulillah, countless Islamic brothers and sisters, both domestically and internationally, are fervently propagating the call to righteousness. The true female devotees of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha are conveying the message of the Sunnah whilst observing modesty. As a result, the call to righteousness is emanating from mosques and seminaries, spreading through streets and cities across various countries and reaching every corner of the world. Walillahi alhamd, all praise belongs to Allah Almighty. The honour of this noble service and call to righteousness to the Ummah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is spearheaded by the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. He is a God-fearing, sincere devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whose pure character reminds us of the pious predecessors rahimahumullah. His blessed personality is a great bounty for us, and we thank Allah for this blessing and pray that Allah Almighty protects him with goodness and well-being over the Muslims of the world and enriches us with his spiritual blessings. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. On an international level, such a vast religious work not only includes the tireless and sincere efforts of the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, but also his continuous travels for the propagation of goodness and the blessings of hundreds, rather thousands, of Sunnah-inspired speeches both within the country and abroad. Additionally, a significant part of this effort is the systematic framework of religious activities devised under his guidance. The leader of Ahlus Sunnah has granted every Islamic brother and every Islamic sister associated with Dawat-e-Islami a goal. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. to spread the call to righteousness amongst Islamic brothers, to save them from sins, and to transform them into living embodiments of the Sunnah. Responsible members of Dawati Islami have been entrusted with 12 religious activities. Likewise, to help Islamic sisters become true devotees of Lady Fatima radiallahu anha, they have been gifted 8 religious activities. If these religious activities are performed consistently in any neighborhood or city, then by Allah's mercy, it is not far-fetched that every child will become a devout worshipper and a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the masjids of that area become populated with worshippers. Similarly, when Islamic sisters participate in these religious activities in accordance with their organizational structure, it is likely that immodesty will be eliminated from society. Children nurtured in the laps of their mothers will be raised with the priceless treasure of the love of the Prophet, and they will live their lives according to the Sunnah for the purpose of reforming others. So much so that faith will kindle in the hearts of non-Muslims upon witnessing their character. Then we may witness the true fruits of the goal given by the leader of Ahlus Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Allah Almighty has blessed the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, with a profound passion for calling people towards righteousness. He feels joy when the call to good deeds spreads and is displeased with sinful activities. At times, he encourages and comforts the responsible members of Dawati Islami by giving them gifts through heartfelt prayers via WhatsApp audio or video messages in his endearing and captivating manner. Allah Almighty has granted him immense popularity. Hundreds of thousands of devotees of the Prophet, both brothers and sisters, strive to act upon the Pious Deeds booklet in order to attain a share in the supplications of this great saint of the 15th Islamic century. In this era of trials, the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, also inspires his followers to remain engaged in virtuous acts and blesses them with his supplications. On Madni Channel and other platforms, many heart-touching supplications of the leader of Ahlus Sunnah are shared from time to time. On one occasion, a lover of the Prophet said, "With the intention of receiving a prayer from the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, for the blessing of visiting Medina, I performed such and such deed, and Allah Almighty granted me the honor of visiting Medina." This booklet, entitled Prayers of the Leader of Ahlus Sunnah, has been compiled by collecting the written supplications that the leader of Ahlus Sunnah granted to those devotees of the Prophet who act upon the 12 Madni activities for brothers and the 8 Madni activities for sisters. Towards the end of the booklet, a few additional supplications related to other good deeds have also been included, so that this work may become a comprehensive collection of prayers. A humble request to the preachers of Dawati Islami who are passionate about religious activities, this booklet is truly invaluable. Through the blessings of the supplications of the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, inspiring others towards good deeds, increasing performance, and spreading the call to righteousness becomes relatively easier. Therefore, make this booklet widely available and strive to gain your share from the blessed supplications of the Shaykh. It is my wish that this booklet ignites a passion for religious activities amongst Islamic brothers and sisters. Whilst the devil is left in despair, may the masjids be populated and the centers of sin be deserted. May Islamic veiling become widespread and immodesty come to an end. O Allah, accept the efforts of all the Islamic brothers who worked on this booklet and make it a means of forgiveness without accountability for us, our parents, our teachers, our spiritual guide and our children. O Allah, grant this booklet widespread acceptance and grant us the fortune of performing Hajj and visiting Medina repeatedly with our spiritual guide. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wassalam al ikram. 12 religious activities for Islamic brothers. Number 1. Waking others for Fajr prayer. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever wakes others for the Fajr prayer, grant them a vision of your beloved final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in their dreams and forgive them without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 2. Tafsir study circles. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever joins the Tafsir study circles after performing Fajr in congregation and then performs Ishraq and Jasht, Aiduha, before leaving, grant them the ability to perform Hajj and visit Medina countless times. Bless them with martyrdom under the Green Dome, burial in Jannatul Baqi and proximity to your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 3. Dars. O Allah, be forever pleased with those who deliver or listen to at least one dars from Fizan Sunnah daily and forgive them without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. Madrasatul Madina for adults. O Allah, grant the students and teachers of Madrasatul Madina the blessing of crossing the Sirat in the blink of an eye. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. Weekly gathering. O Lord of Mustafa, grant a passion for worship and forgiveness without accountability to the Islamic brothers who spend the night in itikaf during the weekly sunnah-inspired congregation on the first Thursday of the month and remain there until the Ishraq prayer. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 6. Weekly madni muzakara. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever participates in the questions and answers of the Madni Muzakara for at least 1 hour and 12 minutes every Saturday, make their hearts a treasure of religious knowledge and a city of love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 7. Area visits. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever participates regularly at least once a week in the area visits according to the schedule, forgive them without accountability and grant them proximity to your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 8. A day in the path of Allah. O Allah, whoever according to the schedule spends a day in the path of Allah, be pleased with them forever and forgive them without accountability. Ameen. بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Number 9. Weekly Booklet Reading. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the booklet that is announced each week, grant them the treasure of religious knowledge and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 10. Pious Deeds. O Allah, whoever reviews their actions daily by acting upon and filling in the Pious Deeds booklet and submits it to a responsible Islamic brother every month, grant them the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at the time of death. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. Number 11. Qafila. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever travels in a three-day qafila every month for a full year, make them independent of everyone except you. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 12. Madani courses. O benevolent Lord, whoever participates in at least one Madni course each month or enrolls someone for a course, grant them the honour of performing Hajj and visiting Medina repeatedly, and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Religious activities for Islamic sisters. Number 1. Home Dars. O Allah, grant peace in the homes of the Islamic sisters who give or listen to a dars daily, bless their sustenance, and grant them proximity to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 2. Madarsatul Madina for Islamic sisters. O benevolent Lord, enrich the students, teachers, and those who assist in any way in Madarsatul Madina with Quranic blessings, ease their difficulties, and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 3. Weekly Gathering. O Lord of Mustafa, make the Islamic sisters who attend Dawat-e-Islami's weekly gatherings pious for the sake of Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi alayha, and forgive them without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 4. Area Visits. O Lord of Mustafa, make Islamic sisters who conduct weekly area visits in accordance with the method of Dawat-e-Islami, exemplary preachers of the Sunnah, remove their worries and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 5. Madani Muzakara. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever amongst my Madani daughters watches or listens to the weekly Madani Muzakara on Madani channel for at least 1 hour and 12 minutes whilst observing Islamic law, protect their faith and forgive them without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Booklet Study. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever amongst my Madani daughters reads or listens to the weekly booklet announced through Madani channel, then submits her progress to a responsible Islamic sister, grant her the honour of performing Hajj and visiting Medina, and forgive her and parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7. Pious deeds. O my Lord, whoever amongst my Madani daughters takes account of her actions by filling in the pious deeds booklet daily and submits it to her responsible Islamic sister, grant her the honour of beholding Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha in her dream and proximity to her in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 8. Madani Courses. O generous Lord, whichever Islamic sister who at least once in her lifetime sends one person to attend a Madani course, and who also within a 12-month period completes the following 3 courses, either concurrently or individually, the 7-day residential Fizani Namaz, i.e. blessings of Salah course, the 7-day residential 8 Dini Kaam, i.e. 8 religious activities course, and the 7-day residential Islahi Amal, i.e. reformation of deeds course. Seal her faith with steadfastness and grant her forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Additional supplications for different religious activities. I am pleased with those who dedicate 12 months or more to the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami and travels in the Madani Qafilas whilst obeying the Madani Markaz. O Allah, be pleased with them too, and through them be pleased with me forever. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is strongly urged that the Nigrans and members of all major or minor departments complete the 26-day Qafila course so that they may carry out the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami in a proper manner. Otherwise, an uninformed person is like a blind man. A prayer for the traveller of the 12-month Qafila. O Lord of Mustafa, whichever Islamic brother travels on a Madani Qafila for 12 months continuously, in exact accordance with the procedure given by the Madani Markaz of Dawat-e-Islami, bless him with the recitation of the Kalima at the time of death. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O Allah, whoever observes the day of Qufle Madina on the first Monday of every month, forgive them without accountability and grant them proximity to your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Note, Qufle Madina is a term used within the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. It refers to protecting any part of the body from sin and futile matters. The day of Qufle Madina, i.e. Yawm Qufle Madina, is observed from sunset on the first Sunday of the Islamic month until sunset on Monday, during which the booklet from Maktabatul Madina titled The Silent Prince is to be read. O Lord of Mustafa, grant an abundance of blessings and goodness in both worlds to those who contribute to the construction of Fizani Madina financially, physically, verbally, or in writing. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the 600 pages of Fizani Namaz, make him and his future generations steadfast in Salah and forgive them all without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salah is the key to paradise. O Allah, forgive without accountability those who long to travel in your path for 3 days every month, 1 month every year, and 12 months continuously in their lifetime. Forgive me for their sake too. Ameen. Bi jahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O Allah, amongst the employees working in the various departments of Dawat-e Islami, whichever of my Madani sons and Madani daughters succeeds in contributing a complete unit towards the telethon by giving 1,000 rupees each month for 10 months, protect them from a bad death and grant them forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.